The Fate of the Elves 4, The Enchanted Flute, by Peter Gotthard, narrated by Jed Odomat. This is the story of one of the worst eras in the long history of the elves. It occurred when a mighty enemy entered the land of the elves with his army. His aim was to enslave all of the elves. The elves were filled with grief and anger. The enemy ravaged their beautiful land, and their freedom was at stake. Without hesitation, they fought back. They knew that they were fighting for the fate of the elves. "Doomed," Daisy thought, sighing deeply. "We're all doomed, and it's all my fault. I led the elves into battle. I dreamed of defeating King Vainglorious. I thought that the warriors feared us, and that his power had faded, so we pursued them. But it was a trap. Now we are all trapped here in the deserted plains." Around her stood withered trees by the thousands. Every single tree was a transformed elf. Daisy was one of them. Silktongue the witch had used her trickery to lure the elves to the plain and cast a spell on them. Now they stood reaching their dead branches towards the sky in muted despair. Daisy was the only one whose face was still free. "No one can help us," she thought. "My mother left us to wander in the mountains, and no one has heard from her since. My beloved Humulus would do all he could to help me, I know that. But he has either been killed or taken prisoner by King Vainglorious. Crystal left with Bramble and the others. They are searching for a way of killing King Vainglorious, but they haven't returned. They must have perished deep inside the mountains." Daisy sighed again. "It's hopeless," she said to herself. "We can never escape. This place is like a nightmare from which you can never wake up." A gust of wind blew across the arid plain with a loud whistling noise. A cloud of grey dust was borne onto the wind. The cloud of dust continued through the trees and irritated Daisy's eyes. Suddenly, the dusk settled, and Silktongue stood in front of her with a condescending smile. "What do you want?" Daisy whispered. Her mouth was so dry she could hardly speak. "Have you come to torture me?"
"Why would I do that? I am your friend," Silktongue said.
"The question is what you want. Do you want to stay year after year in this dusty plain, tormented by an unquenchable thirst? Or will you take from my hand the offer of freedom? Would you like me to free you and all of your elves?" Suddenly, she held a large cup in her hand. She reached it towards Daisy so that it almost touched her lips.
"You may drink your fill," Silktongue offered. "All you need to do is promise that you will belong to King Vainglorious and obey him unconditionally."
Daisy stared longingly at the water. "Thirsty," she thought drowsily. "I'm so thirsty. What if I just..."
"What are you waiting for?" Silktongue said impatiently. "You and the others will be released, and you will continue to rule over the land of the elves. King Vainglorious will give you the power to crush all of your enemies, and your elves will fear you and obey your every command. Now drink."
She raised the cup to Daisy's lips. Daisy grimaced and spat. The water had a bitter stench of death. "The elves are my friends, not my slaves," Daisy said angrily. "And King Vainglorious is our only enemy."
"Fool," Silktongue shouted. "He rules the world. No one can stand against him."
"You lie," Daisy said. "We elves know a hero mightier than King Vainglorious. He led us into battle once, when evil powers had invaded our land.